Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. I finished yesterday's program beginning to talk a little bit about Nancy Pelosi's trip to Europe. And I had to think about this today, just wondering why she's over there, why Kamala Harris isn't. Kamala Harris is the vice president. If there's any negotiations with the European nations, it should not be Nancy Pelosi, it should be Kamala Harris. While she was there, again, this was out of neonnettle.com. I'll present this to you, and then I have some thoughts, an opinion. So while she was there to the UK, she was visited by crowds that were chanting, "Go home, we know Trump won." And these protesters, according to the article, continued to just yell, basically. And they were yelling, "You're not welcome here." So I watched the video in the back. Away she can hear. She doesn't like it. She's laughing. And then they're also stating or chanting, "What happened to all the children, Nancy?" They're asking her, "What happened to the children?" And then they finished, "Go back to Epstein's Island. Go back to Epstein's Island." So, and they were yelling about, just basically saying that they know that she's a criminal. Excuse me. Well, the reason she's over there, in my view, is because of Nancy's involvement in the occult. People know that as a Catholic, she's not truly a Catholic, practicing Catholic, but she's in the occult. She's a member of secret societies. She makes that evident when she wears that Roman pin above her heart, because her allegiance is to the ancient Roman secret societies and witchcraft. Nancy was over there, I believe, with the royals of Europe, not just the government officials, not just with Boris Johnson, but definitely Boris Johnson, because Boris Johnson is also involved in secret societies. Whenever you talk about secret societies, you have to, in the back of your mind, you have to remember that these secret societies, the Christian religion, true Christian religion, is an open religion. It's out, it's open, it's known, it's talked about. Christ wasn't silent about why he was there. He wasn't silent about his relationship with God the Father. Wasn't silent about why he had come. But within secret societies, it's all hidden, secrets, visits, talks, gatherings, like Bohemian Grove. Uninvited people are not to be there. Whereas within Christianity, everything is open. Christ would talk about his doctrine to the crowds in the New Testament as he would travel. There are certain things that he would talk to his disciples about that were parables. And with the parables, he had to hide the meaning of the parables to the religious world at the time, because he wanted to make sure that they didn't crucify him, kill him, stone him ahead of time. So with the secret societies in Europe, I believe that Nancy's been meeting with these occult families, the occult rulers of Europe, and the reason she would meet with them is because she is representing a portion of the occult world here in the United States. There is an occult system, occult world. There is occult societies here at the highest level of government. I'm not talking down, I'm not talking about on the streets where little kids kill cats and dogs. No, I'm talking about societies, powerful societies that actually are involved in government, in all the governments of the world, including China, Russia, and the occult world. They work with each other internationally, and this is why so many people, there's people that travel to other nations because they like their tourists, but many people in the occult world, they don't travel to just go tour. They travel to go to great secret sacrifices internationally. I know that this may sound out there. It's not out there. It's you can go to the internet and you can search what the research, look at what the people in these nations do. And in this country, they try to sanitize it, hide it. But the police departments in all the cities of this country, they have a special way to talk when they find there's been occult sacrifice in their city. They don't talk about it. They make sure that the local press doesn't talk about it. And if they have any type of rituals, they know the signs, and they do hide all of this. Well, Nancy cannot hide what she's doing. She's been able to, but no, not any longer. The world is going to know who she visits with. We'll be right back.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Okay, so Nancy Pelosi, I just thought I'd give you a little insight. And this is true insight. This is not hyperbole. It is known that she's involved in secret societies. And while she's over there, I know, have no doubt, that she's there on behalf, probably, of the hidden government, the occult government of America, meeting with the occult government in England. Now, remember, as in a future program here, England really came to power through the power of the occult. And just as England came to power through the power of the occult, yes, God did have his hand in it. The United States also came to power through the power of the occult. Yes, God did have a plan with the United States. There is that side of it. But at the same time, on the Mayflower, when these three ships came over, there were also the families that were involved in the European occult, like the Collins family. You might know a singer. In my opinion, in my investigations, not so much an opinion, but an investigation also, you had Judy Collins. She's a musician, singer of the 70s, 60s. Then you have the Holmes family. They came over on the Mayflower on one of the three ships, the Pinta. I don't know which one they came over on. And the Holmes family. And we had a young man that there was an operation in Aurora, Colorado. The shooter went into the theater there, James Holmes. Well, his father, his lineage, they came over on the one of the three ships that came to America initially. They were an occult family. From the articles that I had read on James Holmes and his father is very, very high in the financial world. And the father was, I don't know if you remember the Cybor. No, it wasn't the Cybor. Was it Cybor? In 2008, with all of the financial corruption, there was an investigation, LIBOR investigations. James Holmes's father, Robert Holmes, was to testify before the Senate, and just conveniently, his son goes on a shooting rampage and shoots up and kills, murders these people in Aurora, Colorado. And the dad does not have to testify. The testifying was on the corruption in the LIBOR scandal. And he was going to testify because Mr. Holmes was one of the architects of putting together a system which he knew clearly how that system was put together with all the banks working in Europe to be able to collapse the banking system, not only in Europe, but in the United States, if I remember correctly. I apologize. This was not my program for today, but as I'm thinking about this, I thought, well, I better just go this direction. Now, at the same time, there was Sandy Hook. So Mr. Holmes does not have to appear in the LIBOR scandal before Congress to explain to Congress the details on how there was such a great transfer of wealth and such corruption with these banks working together to rob the American people. He didn't have to testify because his son conveniently killed all these people. And then his son, when he went before the judge, the kid was so doped up, he did not know where he was. And then his psychiatrist, because he had psychological problems, his psychiatrist was, I believe, a Navy psychiatrist, and if I remember correctly, which I'm pretty sure I remember correctly, she was working out of should I say it, Boulder, Colorado, right in the heart of the occult center of the United States, Colorado. And she had been his psychiatrist. And I knew that this boy had been probably some kind of MK program victim. And so he sits in jail presently, and he's not going to be prosecuted. He's not going to be executed. His father got out of testifying. Then we had the Sandy Hook and the Sandy Hook massacre. Another, I believe, in my opinion, CIA or deep state operation in the East Coast. The purpose of it was to protect the young man who was the murderer. His father was also at work for one of the major corporations, I forget which, and he was going to testify before Congress on the matters of, I believe it was not Cybor, but Libor. So you have James Holmes' father, Robert. Now you have the man, this young boy, who killed all these people in Sandy Hook. There are still to this day things that just don't add up. But anyhow, this boy, his father was military or government employee, worked for a major corporation, which generally major corporations are protected by the U.S. government. The government needs these corporations, especially the American government. Also, James Holmes' father worked for the government. He was, I think he was to the kind of along the lines of maybe a professor at some of the universities in California. I have to go back to my articles, which I should do. So I thought I would just present this to you, and then, okay, I guess I'll go this direction now. With these programs, there is a major program internationally. The people that have been putting together psyops for the governments of the world from the beginning of time have perfected the way in which to brainwash a society. Let's talk about Adolf Hitler. Or let's talk about Mao's China. Through either coercion, through torture, or through using a sophisticated technique like with Adolf Hitler in the matter of you are the supreme race. Or in Russia, again, through coercion, through torture. And Hitler did use that technique also, too, with the jackbooted thugs that would march down the street in step, psychological operation in the middle of the night, go to a home, bang on the door with the butt of a gun, scare not only the people inside, but the neighborhood in the quiet of night in the cobblestone streets, clop, 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 and then pull some people out of the house, and they make sure that the people are screaming and put the fear in the whole neighborhood. Well, the psyop that is being carried out today is not just on a nation. It is on the entire world. Now, is that possible? Well, in the Bible, and I go back to the point of reference, Isaiah chapter, I believe it's 25, verse 7, it says there is a covering that goes out over the world and a veil that goes out over the eyes of the people. Well, naturally, it does talk about during the fall when Adam and Eve sinned, death began. Death, for the first time, started. People did not know what death was, but death was part of mankind's history. But also Isaiah is talking about there is a covering, a deception, a powerful deception that would go out over the earth from that time and forward. And there would be a veil, something that would, the covering would affect the brain, the mind, the ability to, it would just be a covering that would affect you psychologically. Then the veil would be something that would keep you from seeing, a blindness. Well, this is what the operation through the COVID, the virus has been. You are seeing the greatest psychological operation in mankind's history. The defense departments of Germany, of Europe, France, all of the European nations, China, Russia, especially the United States, they spend billions, trillions, zillions of dollars to understand the mind of man, to understand how the mind and the emotion and the will of mankind works for the purpose of steering that soul and that mind and that person, or a, like Jim Jones, a group of people to commit mass suicide with Adolf Hitler to deceive a army, a military, to be able to kill people with no remorse, no conscience, or with Lenin. But this is the psychological operation right now that's taking place internationally. It is going to be successful. The Bible says it will be successful. There's nothing you can do to stop it. We are to speak against it. We are to protest it. We are to present evidence to the people of the world, to the people of this nation. And then the people of this nation, they make their decisions on, for the best example is whether they will take a vaccination or whether they won't. But the Bible does say that it will happen and it cannot be stopped. I know that this is difficult. You don't have to believe me. I'm presenting it to you from the research, that's from the evidence that we have presently in what's been happening internationally with the vaccination, with initially the virus, now with the second supposed virus. They will not stop. These people will not stop. Because also at the same time that there's gone this covering that has gone out, there's also a spirit that has gone out with it. It is called psychotic, a spirit of deranged mental, I'm trying to think of it. I'm going to probably have to think about it over the break. I'll be back to present it to you. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. We'll be right back.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404. 396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The three sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage and MLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Brett King. Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs, whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker. Please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC.
Where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
And after all, we're only ordinary men.
There is an epidemic of psychotic individuals internationally. They have no empathy. They have no heart. They have an objective. The objective is everything. The plan is everything. You and I, it's us and them, and it literally is just that. Us and them. And like the song says, in the end, we're only ordinary men. Well, we, the good people of the world, are just ordinary, for the most part, God-fearing, freedom-loving people. But them, they are to the, they don't, they, oh, I know how to put it to you. I'll put it to you this way. In the prison systems, the psychiatrists that work with prisoners that are serial killers, that are, and I have in mind, Ceausescu and his wife of, was it Romania? I'll come back to them. But in the psychiatric world, as they study the serial killers and the repeat offenders, they realize that there comes a point when they cannot be rehabilitated. There is, and in the Bible, there is that same concept. You can't rehabilitate them. You can't change them. You keep them in prison, because if you don't, they will go back to the pattern of murder. Whatever they have done, they will do. And I remember about a year ago reading an article. There is a remedy for these type of people that cannot be rehabilitated. And in the article it said basically you go ahead and execute them. Well, remember Ceausescu and his wife of Romania, what they had done in Romania for all those years that he was the president of Romania? I believe it was Romania. I want to say either that or Hungary. I'll say Romania. But they would not, they could not keep from stealing, murdering. They found, I can't remember how many castles full of the wealth of the nation that they were rulers over. And when they were brought to trial, they, even as they were being given the sentence to death, to be shot, they still were yelling, "This is unlawful. You cannot do this. You must release us immediately." And they took him outside into the courtyard and executed him. Now, in the Bible, people don't like what the Bible has to say, especially the evil people of the world, because even Christ himself made it clear that at the end of the world, because mankind, for the most part, there will be that group, that massive group of people who will be murderers, that will work together as a collective to destroy the people of the world, to destroy the earth, but mainly to kill millions. You know, we've killed millions in the last decade, 20 million here over the course of 10 years, or over the course of 6 years, maybe 60 million people. But never has there ever been, other than at the time of Noah, a time where mankind was able to kill a billion people in a 10-year period, or 2 billion people in a 10-year period, or even 3 billion people in a 10-year period. They'll kill 50, 60 million here, and then 20 years later, another 30 or 40 million. But never have they had the ability to kill 3 billion people in the course of 10 years. Well, I say, as a Bible teacher, as a minister of the Word of God, I say that in this 10 years coming, because of our technology, and because it is evident that if they decide to loose these evil people, if they decide to allow and disperse viruses upon mankind that mankind will have no immunity over, they can kill a billion or two or three people, 3 billion people. Let's say then in conjunction you have weapons now, like with the HAARP program, where you can take a typhoon into Thailand or along the coasts below China, and you can let a typhoon sit, and you can take out 50,000 people or 60,000 people. And let's say you don't even kill them. Let's say what you do is let's bring a hurricane to the coast of America, to Katrina. 10 years ago, roughly, Katrina hit, and not only did it kill a group of people, but more importantly, what it destroyed, the infrastructure, and it disrupted the lives of families of thousands, tens and 20, or hundreds of thousands of people. And the reason I remember that is because I remember we were living in Las Vegas. And all of a sudden, there was a new influx of people that had been working in the casinos, and we couldn't figure that out. Well, they came from Louisiana. They destroyed their work down there. These people had lost their jobs, and they migrated to the next capital of the gambling world, Las Vegas. And when they moved into Las Vegas, the city of Las Vegas changed like you could not believe. And the city of Las Vegas, what used to be the Vegas that the parents of the baby boom generation, the Vegas that used to be, which was somewhat civilized, does not exist any longer. My point is that a hurricane not only can kill people, but it will disrupt everything. The disruption is a big part of the psychological war that is taking place. You tear people from their roots and they change. We'll be right back.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Checker Pro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Checker Pro Radio Show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. On Sundays, from 8 until 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And the podcast for these programs, the programs on which I host, and the other programs throughout the day and throughout the weekend are on podcast. 1360KHNC.com to a variety of hosts, and so you have a selection. You're never going to get bored. You're always going to hear something new. The rest of the hosts I've had to consider because they're covering the virus, the vaccinations, they're covering the political world. I decided, you know, this gives me a break because I can cover things that that are, I feel, very important, like the people of this world who are the rulers of the world. You think they're mad now? Do you think these people are psychotic? Do you think that they're, I mean, we know that they're sociopaths and psychopaths, but you haven't seen anything yet. And the reason I say that is because the Constitution of this country and the laws of this country and the laws of the nations, to a degree, are interfering with them putting the pedal to the metal, so to speak, from going forward full throttle. They're having to increase. There's a governor. For those that used to drive a semi. I was a commercial truck driver. And they would put governors on the pedal so that you could not. I was driving a truck that could travel 90 miles an hour, fully loaded. Well, the owner of the company would put governors on the throttle so you could only go so fast. You could only get so much fuel to the injectors, to the pistons, and you were limited to what you could do. Well, these people, because of the laws of the Constitution, little by little you're seeing these laws being destroyed, eroded. They're not afraid of the laws. The governor is being increased little by little, and they're getting away with more and more incrementally. Well, once the Constitution of this country is removed for good, and the new laws of the coming administration, which will change to benefit them as they desire, once you see that, then you will see a world that you could never imagine. A world that will be so demonic that Christ said that men's hearts would fail them for fear because of hearing things that people could not imagine. People would just have heart attacks. We're not there yet. We're moving in that direction. Before these people can do their evil, God's intention is that mankind will know what is coming so they can prepare. I always say the best way to prepare is don't move further away from the God of the Bible. Move more toward Him. Don't think that you cannot trust Him. You need to trust Him. You need to trust Him for your present and for your future. You need to believe what He said in His Bible, because his intention was to warn mankind what mankind would do to mankind, what man is capable of. Great evil. You can see, excuse me, we can see the great evil, and part of that great evil is what I presented to you yesterday. The Pope is pushing the global agendas, and the President of Hungary tells the Pope that he's destroying Christianity by allowing the migration of all of these people from the other nations into Europe. And the Pope is 100%, he is a globalist. He is a, really, I have to say, from the, you know a tree by its fruit, I do not know how you could say he's a God lover when he is allowing so much evil within the Catholic Church, covering for the cardinals and the bishops that have been pedophiles, abusing children for decades and decades. Well, the other thing too is the global agenda. The global agenda is in the Bible. I don't have the time to get the verses out of Isaiah right now, but newsyahoo.com UK's Johnson is to urge climate action over a four-day trip to the United States. Our good old friend Boris Johnson, the occult president of Prime Minister of England, is in the United States for two more days to discuss the climate agenda. And he had to come to the global center, the new global center internationally of the world, the United States, to discuss these things with everybody that he's going to, every place he's going to go, who he's going to visit with. Trust me, every single one of them, probably even the reporters, are globalists. They're part of, they're proponents of the great globalist plan, which is another part of the mechanism that is going to cause the death of millions upon millions, possibly even billions of people. I'm not joking on this. I wouldn't joke about something like this. It's, the gravity of what I'm saying is too great. I wouldn't joke about this. You can't joke about it. But when you take the news and you see what they're saying and you interpret it correctly, this is a global agenda to kill more people. We'll be right back to finish out. Rick Rodriguez.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered. I'm about to tell you a website that will change your life forever. Go to bestcashopportunity.com and see how easily you can generate incredible amounts of cash right from your own home without having to sell anything. If you're truly serious about becoming financially free once and for all with a proven system unlike anything you've seen before, then check out the website at bestcashopportunity.com or call 720-475-2033.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life,
okay.
We have some.
You know, I apologize. I have a stack of notes. Well, not a stack, maybe 20 articles. I was going to try to get to them. I wanted to get to Hillary Clinton's symptoms of Kuru syndrome, the syndrome that people get when they eat other human beings. I wanted to get to that. I apologize. I might have to wait till tomorrow. But the symptoms point to Kuru. And yes, it may seem bizarre, but that's what they do. You know, there is a, I hate to say this, but there are cannibals within this country. There is a restaurant in L.A., And it is like called the cannibal restaurant where you can go in and have human flesh. Now, I don't know how they get around the laws, but... And then in, I think it was in South America, I know this audience will understand this, but I have seen the videos where in South America, I think it was in Guatemala, in a butcher shop. I apologize, but you have to understand the world we're moving into. I can't sanitize this. The MSNBC and all the other major, they can sanitize it. I can't. This is the world we're going into. And in this butcher shop, here are people hanging upside down from the hooks. And a photo and a video of a woman actually processing these bodies. So I apologize for that. Now, I'm going to back up. So Boris Johnson is here in Colorado, in America. He's hosting a climate meeting. And this week, as world leaders arrive in New York for the biggest diplomatic event of the year, he says, I'll be pushing them to take concrete action on coal, climate, cars, trees, so we can make a success of the COP26 and keep our climate goals within reach. Britain is hosting the COP26 Climate Summit from October 31st, the Halloween, from Halloween, the occult day, to November 12th in Glasgow. The conference is billed as a pivotal moment to persuade governments, industry, investors to make binding commitments to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, to make progress on reducing global warming to below 1.5 degrees Celsius. And they start the forest fires in California and throughout the West, and they measure these from satellite, from the NOAA satellite out of Boulder, Colorado, and they know how much power is being, how many of these trees, they figure out in megawatts how much power is being emitted into the atmosphere, hoping they can raise the temperature so that they can prove that there is climate change. I know what they do. The British government says 100 world leaders have confirmed they will attend the conference, but Alok Sharma, the British official serving as the conference's president, was not able to confirm Sunday whether Chinese President Xi Jinping is committed to attending the talks. No way. Xi Jinping, no. They need cheap power, and they're going to use coal. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 3, Thursday, 2 to 3, Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree program. I will be in touch with you and podcast 1360KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez, bye till tomorrow.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
What's up, KHNC? I want to tell you about my friend JD with EnviroShapes Concrete, EnviroShapes at gmail.com. This is a veteran-owned business serving northern Colorado, doing driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and even basic stonework and masonry. So if you're interested in getting concrete work done, call EnviroShapes at 303-775-7926 or get a hold of him at EnviroShapes@gmail.com. EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.